Hello and welcome to the first edition of the Newark City Schools podcast. My name is Seth Roy and I'm the Community Outreach Coordinator for Newark City Schools. We're going to try a new way to reach out to our community through podcasting. If you're listening to this, you've probably followed a link from our district Twitter or Facebook accounts, the district website, you've downloaded this through iTunes, or you may even be listening on SoundCloud. I'm hoping to have 3 or 4 episodes completed by the end of the school year. I'm going to play with the format a little bit. For this episode, I talked with Newark High School Drama Director Dave Williams and student Josh Harris about the upcoming musical Wonderland. I also talked with 3 8th grade students who went to Washington, D.C. about their trip. Before we get to those interviews, I did want to share just a couple of news items. You can also find this information and much more on the district website at www.newarkcityschools.org. First, kindergarten registration for the 2014-15 school year will be held the week of April 7th through April 11th. It's important to register your child for kindergarten during that week so we can begin getting prepared for next school year. To find a list of items you need for registration, visit our website to find an article in the news section. Register your child at the school he or she will attend. Also beginning next week, the Newark Wildcat Volleyball Program will begin a 6-week clinic for girls in grades 5 and 6. The clinic will run from 5 to 6:30 p.m. every Wednesday from April 9th until May 14th. Registration forms are available online. And finally, the Ohio Achievement Assessment is coming up. The dates were pushed back this year due to the number of days missed during the winter. The tests will be given on April 29th, May 1st, and May 6th for all students in grades 3 through 8. All right, next we're going to hear from Dave Williams and Josh Harris about the spring Newark High School musical Wonderland, based on Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass.
My name is Dave Williams. I'm the drama director at Newark High School, the director of Wonderland.
And I'm Josh Harris. I'm just in the musical as the White Knight.
Mr. Williams, how long have you been the drama director at the high school?
This is my 6th year.
6th year? Okay. Yep. And it always seems like musical season is sort of a special season at a lot of high schools. What do you enjoy about this time of year?
It's the most involved show of the year, so it's the time when everyone who's working on it gets the most time to play together. The plays are also fun, but you add in the dance and the music and everything. There's just a lot more to it, and the sets and the costumes tend to be bigger and more elaborate, so there's just a lot more time spent together working on it and a lot more effort. It's a bigger mountain to climb.
And Josh, what do you... Obviously, I've seen you in a lot of the different performances, but is there something special about musicals for you? Also, do you enjoy singing?
I enjoy how it comes together more in the musical, how there's more time put into it, and how the show develops more, just because there are so many different aspects, like singing, dancing, and acting.
Going to this year's show, how did you land on doing Wonderland?
I have a rotation of kinds of shows that we do. Because I want, if someone is in the drama program and does all 4 years worth of shows, I want them to have done a wide variety of things. So 1 year I'll do like a modern rock musical kind of show, and I'll do classic Broadway, and I'll do a children's show. This year was a children's show, so that was the first thing. I was looking at kid shows for this year. And I kind of just stumbled across the script for Wonderland, and I liked it a lot because it's kind of a different take on Alice in Wonderland. It's not the same version that you know from Disney or from the book. But it's kind of just a goofy, silly show. There's a lot of different styles of music in it. There's like an Aretha Franklin 70s funk kind of number. There's like a country number. There's like the pretty slow ballads, and there's like a bluegrass number. And it's just a bunch of different like contemporary styles all mixed together. So just a lot of opportunity for fun for the kids to do a lot of different kinds of singing and dancing and playing a lot of different fun kind of characters.
If you had to give just I know you said Wonderland is a bit different than the traditional Alice in Wonderland. What, coming into it, what is the setting? How is it set up?
At the beginning, Alice gets pulled through her mirror. It's actually based on Through the Looking Glass, which is a sequel to Alice in Wonderland in the books. But she gets pulled into her mirror and goes into Wonderland, and she meets all the characters in Wonderland are chess pieces. So Josh here plays one of the knights, and then there's pawns running around and stuff like that. And she decides that she wants to try to become a queen. So it's her quest through Wonderland to try to move through this giant chess game and become the queen. And she meets different ridiculous characters along the way and stuff.
And then the White Knight, so the specific part you tried out for, I don't know how trials work. Is it something you?
It's the one role that I wanted in the show.
Okay. Why?
Just because it's not a huge singing role, because singing isn't exactly my strongest thing, but it's still a role where I'd get to interact within the musical and still be comfortable enough to perform it.
And it's a big character, like big emotions, big all over the place, kind of silly character, which is what Josh is good at, so.
Cool. One thing you talked about this year, it's a children's show, and as part of that, one of your performances, the Saturday performance, is a children's matinee. What is different about that performance that's geared towards kids?
Well, we've got a few different things, special things that we do for the kids. One of them is after the performance, kids get to come up on stage and have like a meet and greet with the cast. And the cast will all stay in character. So for the little kids, they get to meet Alice and meet Tweedledum and Tweedledee and everything and go on a tour through Wonderland and, move through the sets. And, they can take pictures and some of the set pieces and stuff if they want, that sort of thing. So the little kids get to come up on stage and meet everyone from Wonderland. And then we also have like treats that we will be distributing throughout, just kind of surprise at various points. The kids will be throwing out candy or someone will run out and throw out a bunch of stuff for the kids. And we'll also be raffling off a chance for a kid to get to come up at the end and have a little surprise moment where they get to be in it at the end and where they get to become the king or queen of Wonderland, depending on their gender.
When is the play? What days and times?
It's next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, April 10th, 11th, and 12th. The Thursday and Friday shows are at 7 p.m., and then on Saturday, the children's matinee is at 3 in the afternoon.
And would people just buy tickets at the door or?
You can buy tickets at the door. It's $5 for students and senior citizens, $8 for general public.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the show or?
Well, I think if people come out, they'll have a fun time. Even when we do the kid shows, I always try to also make it so that it'll be interesting for older people as well. It's just a really fun show. The kids have been putting a lot of work into it, and I can tell in the rehearsals that they've been putting a lot of work into it. It's really coming together, and it looks really good.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, I know that I'm looking forward to the show. Watch the district website and social media accounts for photos from the musical's rehearsals over the next week. Next, we're going to listen to an interview with three Wilson Middle School students about their trip to Washington, D.C. just before spring break. The trip is an annual tradition and is always a highlight for students. I spoke with 8th graders Jared Baumgartner, Alexis Allen, and Lexi Lyons.
Jared?
Alexis, Lexi.
Jared, you said you'd been to Washington, D.C. before when you were younger. Did you
Yes.
remember anything
I don't
from that
remember too
trip?
much. Like, I remember the Arlington National Cemetery, the White House, the Capitol. That's about it.
Okay. What, kind of go around the table, what was your favorite part of the Washington, D.C. trip?
I really like the Arlington National Cemetery
Okay.
because my brother was like a Marine, so kind of a little bit of a connection for me.
Do you get to see the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier?
Yeah, we actually got to
You
see
get to
that,
see
yeah.
that. Cool. What was your favorite part?
The Arlington Cemetery, because
Okay.
the soldiers switch off and everything.
You just need to see the ceremony.
Yeah, and it was raining, so they didn't get to do the white glove switch off either, so.
Okay.
My favorite was also the Unknown Soldier Tomb.
Okay.
Because of how the guards would switch off. And I actually liked how it was raining that day because it, like, it didn't, it, their times weren't as long. So it was only for like 30 minutes. So we got to see them change
like, do the whole
often.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of sounds like even before you went, that's something that you were looking forward to seeing. What were some other sites that you looked forward to seeing and that you got to see?
I was really looking forward to the White House because, like, when I was a little kid, I didn't really see it much. I just kind of drove by. That's all I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really looking forward to that.
What'd you do at the White? You just got to stand outside and see it, took mm-hmm. a picture in front of it.
Cool. I like the Air and Space Museum because I really like space and everything, and looking at the moon rock they have there, and the like spaceship you get to go up into, and you get to eat space ice cream. It was really cool. My favorite was probably the Lincoln Memorial, and it was kind of cool because we got to go at night to see it, and it was all lit up inside.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was pretty cool.
So for people who maybe haven't had children in eighth grade yet, who might be listening to this, or who haven't been on the trip or anything, what is the trip like? You leave here late one night?
Yeah.
10:30, right?
Yeah, it's about 10:30. It's like 10:30. And you don't get there till like 6. We got there at 5:15.
Yeah, and then early. We started touring then.
Yeah.
Right in the morning.
We toured like one or two monuments, and then we ate breakfast.
Yeah.
How, is it hard to get to sleep on the bus? Or are you guys
like,
too excited?
Like, I was the one to sleep only 15 minutes on the bus ride.
I slept 2 hours.
So.
That's all I slept. So,
pretty excited to go to Washington.
And you go straight into Washington,
yeah,
you don't make any stops before
yep.
that. Okay.
Like
besides like the bus switch.
Yeah, like
right.
the bus switch
yeah.
off and then you get like 2 or 3 Russian breaks is what it.
Yeah.
And then you get there and so that's a Monday night, and then you get there
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And then you're there all day Tuesday, Wednesday.
And Thursday.
3 days and 2 nights.
Yeah, we left Thursday. Like, what time was it? 12:30?
11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere.
We were supposed
around,
to tour the University of Maryland, but we didn't end up doing that. We toured the Capitol. Yeah, we just left from there.
Okay.
We got back at 10
9:30.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So you get 2 full days and part of a third. What did you go to? I remember seeing a lot of pictures of you at, of Wilson students at the Washington, George Washington's house.
Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
Is that, I also went when I was in eighth grade, and that was one of my favorite.
Mount Vernon.
That view is sweet.
It was,
backyard.
Yeah, from the lake or whatever, the water, and then his bedroom. And that, I mean, it was kind of creepy seeing the bed that he died in, but.
Yeah. Like, it was raining that day, so there was fall coming up from the river.
Yeah.
And you could, like, see the fall coming through the trees. It was sweet.
Yeah. And then when we walked down to their gravesite or whatever, like, where all of them are put in some of the, maids or whatever, it was kind of really cool. And there was other schools there, too, but. Wasn't as crowded because it was raining that day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Probably made it kind of nice too.
Yeah.
Although, it would have been kind of cold to be walking around Washington.
Yeah.
For this year's seventh graders who are going to get ready to go on the trip next year, do you have any advice about the trip? Anything that you wish you would have taken more time to do? Or
if they go on the bus trip, wear something comfortable, definitely.
Yeah.
Like maybe like pajamas or something like that. That's what I wore.
And comfortable shoes,
yeah,
tennis
yeah, yeah.
shoes, yes.
Or even like the strap-on sandals or something. They tell you not to bring them. I bring them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And pack extra clothes.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if it rains,
does rain,
or,
then
yeah.
you'll be lucky. Unlike mm-hmm. us. It was pouring down rain one day, and then like we had
all
not
day,
enough
Wednesday
clothes.
The last day we were there, it was, what, like 60 degrees?
Yeah.
Sunny?
It was awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
The day we left, it was like fun.
Was there anything from the trip that you learned, either from a museum you went to, or anything that sticks out?
Mm-hmm. Well, there was that Hope Diamond.
Oh yeah,
that was
cool.
In the museums.
We went to like this historical museum.
Yeah.
And they had like one of the biggest diamonds in the world.
It was in like a case.
Yeah.
It was really big. Everybody was like into that room.
They had this thing like blocked off, and you could stand like 10 feet away from it.
Yeah, you couldn't get really close to it.
Cool. Generally, obviously, it's an eighth grade trip. It's been a tradition for a long time, and a lot of eighth grade trips. I went when I was in eighth grade, and I went to a different school district. What do you think about having the opportunity to go on a trip like this?
It was nice.
It's like just kind of cool to get away from parents for like 3 days.
And for especially for the kids who really don't get out of NARC, and they got to see a chance of,
and they actually have a chance
what's out there and what's out there for them.
Cool. You have anything else you'd like to add about the experience?
No.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this first episode of the Newark City Schools podcast. And thank you to Dave, Josh, Jared, Alexis, and Lexi for coming on the show. Please consider subscribing on iTunes or listening on SoundCloud. I would also love to hear any feedback you might have about the show, as well as future topics or story ideas you would like us to address. Please email me at sroy@laca.org. That's sroy@laca.org. Or leave an iTunes review. Have a great day. It's a great time to be a cat.